Today we're going to talk about whether you can get a haircut from a female barber. Anyone ever get a haircut from? You don't have to admit to it. Whether you can get a haircut from a female barber. So obviously the first issue that you have to talk about when it comes to this kind of thing, and really the only issue, is the isser of touching a member of the opposite gender. The Rambam holds that there is an isser d'oraisa to be nogeya b'derech chiba b'derech taiva, in a way that is b'derech taiva. The Ramban, however, holds that it's only an isser d'rabbanan. The Ramban, l'sikra v'l'galus erva, has a unique formulation where he says it's like a chatzi shir, which is hard to understand exactly what that means exactly, but nevertheless, the Ramban understands that it's only an isser d'rabbanan, not an isser d'oraisa. The Rambam holds it is an isser d'oraisa. Either way, it is usher, right? That's what the when teenagers are interested in talking about Shomer Negiyah, so they want to know about the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, and the answer is it's usher according to everybody. There is no Machlokas, only Machlokas is what the level of the Isser is. Within the Shitas HaRambam, the Shach in Yardes and Kuftsadihei and Hilchus Nida, in the Halachas of Archakos Nida, the Shach and Sivkatan Beis over there writes that Af Laharambam Laki Isur Daraisa Elikasha Osa Kein Derech Taiva V'Chibasbia. That even according to the Rambam, the Isur Daraisa of being Nogeya, of touching a woman, is only when you do it Derech Taiva V'Chibasbia. And he says V'Chein Amina Pashut Sharofim Yisraelim Mimashim Adefek Shalisha Filu Eishasish. And we find all the time that Jewish doctors will take the blood pressure of women, even married women, which is arayos. Married women are arayos to a Jewish man. And nevertheless, and even if there are other doctors available, they still do it anyway, because it's not usher at all, meaning it's heter gomor when you're dealing with touching in a non-derech bia derech taiva way. So if you're going to define, any given touch as something that's not derech taiva, then it would be heter gomor. Now, there is an additional issue that one is not allowed to have hirhurim ra'im, that a person is not allowed to have hirhurim. So even if the kind of touch is one that is not objectively derech taiva, but it is something that leads to hirhurim, then it would still be problematic midin that. That's a separate isur da'oraisa aside from the negiya b'derechiba. Now, we do have examples in Shas of different Amoraim dealing with touching members of the opposite gender. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin, for example, tells us that Rav Acha Markiv La Kasve Umirake, that he used to take the kala up on his shoulders and he would dance with the kala on his shoulders. That was his wedding shtick. Pretty good shtick if you could pull it off. But we can't pull it off. Sa'amrile the Rabbanan said to him, they said, that looks like so much fun. We want to try it too. Are we allowed to do that? So Amarlu, he said, that if you view her as like a wooden beam, something that has no, that's inanimate, that gives you no pleasure whatsoever, then yes, then it's just the weight, a dead weight on your shoulders, then you can do that. But if it means anything other than that to you, then absolutely not. You're not allowed to do it. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Chavalvim Beis tells us, Abba Umna, Hava Asile Shalom Yusifta Durilkiya Kol Yoma. Abba Umna, Abba the bloodletter, got a Shalom Aleichem from the Masifta Durikiya every day. Hava Kochol Shadaiti Dabaye Mishum Dabba Umna. So Abaye was feeling like a second class citizen in comparison to Abba Umna. Amrle, Lo Matzah Slamavid Ku Uvdei. They told Abaye, don't feel bad. You will never be Abba Umna. You can't do the things he does. What does he do that's so great that even the great Abaye can't match up? He was a bloodletter. When he would do his bloodletting, he'd have separate rooms for women and for men. He had some sort of apron that he would put over his female patients that had a little hole in it wherever he had to do the bloodletting, so that the whole rest of her body was entirely covered, so that he shouldn't come to be mistakel at her at all. The Shadi Bey Pshiti, the Shakal Dislay, Shadi Bey Delasay Lomichsif. And he had another Hanhaga that was also a great act of Tzidkus, that to pay him, there was you would just put in money if you had, and he wouldn't look, and he wouldn't see who was putting in money and who wasn't. So because of that great sensitivity, both to Tznius and to not embarrass people who are unable to afford things, that's what made Abba Umna so great. So there is this heightened level of sensitivity, certainly to issues relating to Tznius. Okay, so what about various forms of touching women? So I think we've spoken in the past about shaking woman's hand. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Ebnezer Chel Kalv Simen Nun Vav, where he says, "Ubedvar shere isa sheish makilin af miyirei Hashem litein yad liisha kshimoshita." You've seen. Even people of Yerush Shemayim who extend a hand to a woman when she extends a hand first, Ulai Sovereign Dein Zedar Chiba V'Taiva. Rav Moshe says, I will explain to you what they're thinking. Those Yirei Hashem who do this probably assume that a handshake is not Dar Chiba V'Taiva. But he says the Maisa are very difficult to rely on this, and that's his whole tshuva. In Evin Ezer Chelet Dalid Simin Lamed Beis, he comes back to discuss this issue, and this time he uses stronger language, and not just kasha l'smal chazeh, he says, vaday hu pashut sha'asr kidekasafti baruchayim chelik alef simkov yugimel dariyesh alachush gam l'derechiba v'hana'a. You have to be concerned that it's going to bring one to a derechiba v'hana'a, that one might enjoy the handshake. And he says, I wrote in Chelek Alf of Evin Ezer, Sof Simen Nun Vav, that you know, you saw Yirei Shemayim that are doing this. So I wrote that they probably assume it's not Derech Chiba V'Taiva, but I didn't mean that it's Mutra. I said, Kasha Lismach Al Zeh, that you're not allowed to be Samech. So this is not a stira at all. Rav Moshe also famously has a tshuva about going on a crowded bus or a crowded subway when you're likely to be crowded in together with both men and women. And Rav Moshe is making in that case because he says no one's comfortable in that situation. You don't feel any sense of taiva, any sense of chiba. He doesn't think that that could possibly lead to anything. What you see from the juxtaposition of those two tshuvos is that it's a judgment call, meaning that in each case, you have to see, is this a reasonable chashash that one will come to a sense of taiva or chiba? Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos Chelek Vav Sim Reish Chav Gimel uses very, very strong language, Kedarka Bakodesh, against handshaking, and he says that anyone who, instead of trying to justify the practice like Rav Moshe does, Rav Menashe Klein says that anyone who you think is Yirei Hashem who does this is not really Yirei Hashem, v'chulei v'chulei. Rav Shechter thought that it's mutter to shake a woman's hand in a business context. He thought it's not derech chayba, not derech chiba, not derech taiva at all. We've discussed in the past, Rav Shechter likes to tell a story about Rav Shimon Shkap doing this. Rav Kalman Epstein objects to anyone telling that story. He thinks it's not true. Rav Zelig Epstein used to tell the story. Rav Kalman thinks his father shouldn't have told the story. Okay, v'chulei v'chulei, that's, I ain't shum. We've already discussed all of that in the past. Okay, what about a woman barber, a woman cutting the hair? So a guy told me, someone emailed me from Eretz Yisrael, that he was going to a certain barbershop that his frum colleagues recommended, and he noticed that they had just hired a married woman to do the chafifa, to do the hair washing. That after the haircut, she washes out your hair and makes it all nice and everything. And he wanted to know, should he stop going to this barbershop because of that? And he said, what happens is, you get the haircut, then the woman says, can I give you a wash? And you say, no. And she says, oh, you're sure? It's really good. It's super geschmack. You know, she tries to sell it. Why is she trying to sell it? She gets the tips. You know, so she's trying to, so you have to be like very insistent that you don't want it if you don't want it. So is it any worse than a handshake? So both based on my own assumption and judgment, as well as based on what's written in the few poskim that talk about this, it seems pretty clear that it is worse than a handshake. First of all, just in terms of going through one's hair and whether that it reminds me, even though it's not an exact equivalent, of the Gemara Basra Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Bena'a have a kametzayin ma'arasa. Rabbi Bena'a used to mark off graves in order that people should know where Tumah is. Kimatzal ma'arasa d'Avram, when he got to the cave in Maraz HaMechel of Avram Avinu, Ashkechel Eliezer of Avram Dekoy Kamebava. Eliezer was guarding the door. Amalei, my covered Avram. So he said, what's Avram Avinu up to now? Amalei Gani Bekanfa de Sarah, Vekama Ainele Bereshe. He's resting in Sarah's lap. And she is, she's going through his hair. She's like looking through his hair. Amalei Zil, she's like stroking his hair. Amalei Zil Emalei Bina Kaya Abava. So he said, go tell him that Rabbi Bina is here. Amalei Leiv Mei the Yadia the Yetzer Bahay Almalek. He says, no, it's no problem. Meaning normally it wouldn't be appropriate for you to see Avram and Sarah in that way. But in this world, in the next world, there's no Yetzer Hara, so it's not at all inappropriate. It's an interesting Gemara on a number of levels. One is that apparently public displays of affection are discouraged, right? That's something that's considered a lack of tzinius, even if it is a husband and wife, it's considered to be a lack of tzinius. It's an interesting discussion. How do we define a public display of affection? Some husbands and wives won't even tap each other on the shoulder if other people are around, because a public display, meaning anything that you couldn't do with another woman to do with your wife in front of other people, they're very concerned about. Others say, no, that's not affection, but to hold hands or something, that's a public display of affection. And others say, no, holding hands is just like a sweet thing that like old 80-year-old couples do when they walk around also. That's not a derech taiva or chibur or anything. It doesn't cause a gira yetzer in anybody, and that, you know, only a more obvious display of affection would be problematic. This was a machlokas between two of my rebbeim. Rav Willig held that a couple should never hold hands in public, and Rav Shechter Masiach Lefitumo said that I remember we asked him once, and Shai was in the room. He said, Shai, I used to always walk around holding your mother's hand. So I haven't seen it in a while. I haven't seen that happen. But you know, so he thought that it's not a problem to walk around holding with a husband and wife holding hands with each other. But anyway, going through the hair, the other thing he sees that going through the hair is apparently a display of affection. Meaning, it's by its nature, it is something that that involves some sort of affection. So there is a tshuva in the Sefer Yitzchak Yeranein, Chelek Beis Simen Aleph, where he discusses whether it's mutter for a man to get a haircut from a woman. I later found a tshuva in Rivvos Ephraim as well, and the tshuva in Rivvos Ephraim starts off, I was very excited to find two separate tshuvas on the topic, but then I found what Rivvos Ephraim does is he quotes his shaila that he was asked, then he says, and there's already been a tshuva written in the Sefer Yitzchak Yeranein, and he quotes the entire tshuva word for word exactly from the Yitzchak Yeranein. So there's really only been one tshuva written on the topic that I know of, but Rav Ephraim Greenblatt in Rivvos Ephraim was asked from a Bachur Yeshiva, Sheira Sheyitzarich Lechakos Gimel Shaos Bisdei HaTu'ufa Lachlafas Aviranim. A person had to make a stopover, catch a connecting flight, and he had 3 hours in the airport. Ve'yos Sheyitzarich Lestaper, and he needed a haircut. It happened to be he needed a haircut. You know, he's coming back from yeshiva after a long zman, and he didn't go to the guy in yeshiva that gives a haircut for 5 shekel or something. So, you know, because he wants to look nice for his mother, so he needed a haircut. Nichnasham listaper v'nashim hayosapranios v'nistaper eitz elisha. He went into the barbershop in the haircut, and there are women working in that barbershop. V'amartilo d'asur. And I told him, says Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, that it is asur. Kol shkenim yehudis mishum nida. Especially if she's a Jew, because of Nida, v'afilu akum gam kein aser. And even a guy is also aser. So he says, heichon zeh kosluv. Where is this written? Where can you show me black on white that it's also to get a haircut from a woman? Says Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, v'amarti zeh davar pashut. Shemevi l'dei hear her. A woman is cutting your hair. See, he's talking about cutting the hair. The shayla that we had was a woman who was washing your hair. So she's washing your hair with warm water and shampoo or whatever. So that's davar pashut, that it's going to be maybe the day you hear her. V'oy v'avoy sheiganu shelepsak halacha kazeh tzorech liros bifnim. He says, what's this world coming to that you need to find the tshuva written inside to realize that this is a problem? Zed davra maybe the day erva upashu kebeyasa b'kuncha. This is the most obvious thing in the world. Sha'aser. And he says, v'lo hiskim. And the kid that asked me, the shayla, didn't agree. I told him, so it's a davra pashu. He said, I'm not mekabel. So vitilfanti lemashkiach shalei yeshiva shalom, says Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. I picked up the telephone. I called the mashkiach of his yeshiva. Ukeshechazer karlo mashkiach varmelo shapsak shalei Rav Greenblatt lo tzarek rayos v'zeh pritzus. And the mashkiach called him in and he said, you don't need rayos to Rav Greenblatt's psak. It's absolutely vitilfin li abachar shanit sodek. And the bachar was made by the mashkiach to call only to apologize. It's not so she begins rayos, and he shouldn't have asked for any rayos. But it's not so. I said, no, it's okay. Aval ani kosev she got on the matzav she dvarim she ish v'isha lo cholmu be'eropa she yaaseh. Nasa Ke'es. He says, my only horror is, in Europe, no one ever would have dreamed of doing such a thing, and now it's something that people think they need a raya to say that it's asur. And he says, Makov Libi. He says, it hurt me so much that I saw that Rav Yitzchak Breida, B'Sifro, Shalos Chuvus Yitzchak Kiranein, Chelik Beis, Simon Alf, Ebenezer, Don Bazeh. He says that this one crazy bacher wasn't the only one that asked the question. It destroys me that other people are asking this question. It's not a question to begin with. So Taka, what does Yitzchak Kiranein say? So in that tshuva, I found it in Hebrew books, he writes, Vaday Asur, because it's definitely a pritzos that a woman is going to wash his hair, and that a woman is going to touch his hair, and lift his head, and move it this way, that way. He says, Bevaday Agamar Dolu Ifrak Mir Hure Aveira. There's no way you're going to avoid Hir Hure Aveira, and that's also Midoraisa. It doesn't matter whether she's a Nesua, not a Nesua, but Kol Shkein, if she's a married woman, it's an Issa Doraisa. Ah, you'll tell me it's not going to be maybe the Isser because there are other people around, but here were Avera is an Isser Mitzaratzma. It's not only that it might lead to, it is an Isser Mitzaratzma. And he says, Harbe Drachim Liyetzer, Hara Rachman Litzlan. So he says, Barra Dover Betach Lisabirur, that there's no Shum Tzad Heter Bedover Chalila, no Heter whatsoever. And he says, and also the opposite, for a man to give a haircut to a woman, it's also the same violation. What difference does it make if you're touching other parts of her body or you're touching her hair, even the stakel bets, but katana is usher, kolshkein, when you're nogea b'miskavein, that you're dafka trying to touch, and eish b'na oris v'latahaviv, chazal of an expression, you can't expect a fire to be next to highly flammable material and no fire to result. And the Yetzer Hara works in that way. And then he says, and I saw it, that there's another tshuva on the topic in Hillel Omer. I think that's Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. Is tshuva Hillel Omer? Anyone know? Someone will email me in the summer. So who's asked about this as well, and he also gives reasons to Aser, and he says, Kayom Osama kol begasus ulo derech eretz upritzus umarchitzim games hapnim b'mayim shavshim es upon him, and they do everything b'pritzus. Everything is going to be, they're going to wash your hair, massage your head, wash your face, the whole thing. He says, it's just a very, very, very bad idea. Vein dvar tzrichin chizik, vein larech od. I don't need to say much more. So that it would seem, again, any time the issue is about touching a woman, judgment call, you have to figure out, is this derechiba v'taiva? If it's not derechiba v'taiva, And you're not going to have your hurim, it would be mutter. But if it's either derechiba v'taiva, the way that you touch is something that would be considered derechiba v'taiva, or something that is likely to lead to your hurim, then there is no question that it is asur.